The prophet Ezekiel warned the exiles from Judah of the destruction of Jerusalem several years before the disaster occurred. When the city was taken and burnt by Nebuchadnezzar in 586 BC, a man escaped from Judah and brought the news to Babylon. The day before he arrived, the Lord opened the prophet's mouth so that he was no longer dumb. God had deprived him of speech, except when he was called to prophesy. From then on, Ezekiel had a very different kind of message to announce. It was no longer a word of doom and chastisement for Israel and Judah, but a message of restoration and kingdom blessing. He also foretold the punishment and ruin of many pagan nations. Ezekiel proclaimed the doctrine of individual responsibility for wrongdoing and of forgiveness for the sinner if he turned from his sin. "I will judge each of you according to his own ways," said the Lord. Like the other prophets, Ezekiel's message contained great hope. To those who repented and turned away from evil, God would give a new heart and a new spirit. "For I take no pleasure in the death of anyone," said the Lord. "So repent and live." The prophet announced that there was a future for repentant Israel, an era of prosperity and glory. God would give them a good shepherd who would have the welfare of the nation at heart. He would regather the scattered flock and tend and feed the sheep. This great shepherd would be the Messiah, of whom David was a type. The return of the Israelites to their land and the restoration of national life was depicted in a vision the prophet was given. He saw a valley full of bones scattered over the surface of the ground, and they were very dry. God asked him, "Son of man, can these bones live?" The prophet answered, "O sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then God said, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. You will come to life. I will make flesh come upon you, and I will put breath in you, and you will live. Then you will know that I am the Lord.'" So Ezekiel prophesied as he was commanded, and while he was speaking, he heard a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together. Then sinews and flesh appeared on them, and they were covered with skin, but there was no breath in them. Then the Lord said to Ezekiel, "Prophesy, son of man, and say, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says: Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these dead bodies that they may live.'" The prophet did as he was commanded, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, and they were a vast army. Then the Lord said to Ezekiel, "Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say they are dead and have no hope. Therefore prophesy and tell them, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says: I will open your graves and will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, when I put my spirit in you and settle you in your own land.'" Then the Lord spoke to Ezekiel again, telling him to take two sticks of wood. On one of them he was to write the name of Judah, and on the other the house of Israel. Then he was to join the two bits of wood together in his hand to form one stick. He was to hold them together in the sight of his countrymen and tell them that God would reunite the two kingdoms of Israel and Judah under the rule of one king, the Messiah, who would be their prince forever. "I will make a covenant of peace with them," said the Lord. "It will be an everlasting covenant. I will save them from their sins, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." There was a partial fulfillment of this prophecy when the exiles from Judah returned to their homeland after 70 years in Babylon, but the full and final accomplishment will only occur in the kingdom age. Next episode, Ezekiel's vision of the temple.